In New York, it's easier than ever to obtain an abortion up until the moment of birth. Not so in Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio, which enacted legislation this year banning most abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat as early as 6 weeks. The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision was supposed to create a national standard on the procedure, but with Roe on the ropes, a flood of abortion legislation has expanded and underlined the divide between red states seeking to overturn the high court ruling and blue states fighting to preserve it. It's a story by Valerie Richardson, national reporter at the Washington Examiner. Valerie, what do we have?
We've got abortion legislation in a lot of states this year, and that's typical. Abortion bills get introduced every year. What's unusual this year is that a lot of them are passing, which is unusual. Oftentimes, state legislators stay away from anything but, you know, the most sort of moderate sort of bills, parental notification, that kind of thing. This year, what we're seeing is bills passing on both ends. You're seeing the late-term abortion bills passing in states like New York, and being introduced in states like Virginia. That one got sort of blown out of the water as a result of some of the scandals there. But these bills are actually making progress and getting and you know, gaining steam. On the other end, what you have is you basically have an enormous effort in the red states to try to overturn Roe by passing legislation that they know will be challenged in the courts and seeing if one of those challenges can make it to the Supreme Court, which is why you've seen, you know, a half a dozen heartbeat bills. These are bills that ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks. And you've also got the capper of them all is an Alabama bill that would ban abortion at 2 weeks. And that one has 68 co-sponsors.
Why is it that legislators, at least at the state level, appear unafraid to sponsor abortion measures anymore?
I think you've got a couple of dynamics here. One is that everybody sees Roe as, you know, being on its last legs, and that's on the right and the left. So the blue states are passing measures basically getting rid of all restrictions, saying, okay, we're going to codify everything, you know, no limits. In Vermont, they've got legislation and a constitutional amendment basically saying we're codifying the status quo, which is no limits. You've got New York, which took off a lot of its limits. And then you've got on the other side the groups that are trying to basically challenge Roe and become the vehicle for overturning Roe by passing the heartbeat bills and other restrictions that they know are going to be challenged and that are probably going to get overturned by lower courts and just trying to make their way to the Supreme Court. But the other dynamic you've got here is the political dynamic, which is that for a number of reasons, state legislators don't seem to be afraid anymore to sponsor what would be viewed as extreme abortion legislation on either side. And I think there's, you know, a couple of reasons for that. One is that, you know, at this point in the Republican and Democratic Party, I mean, being a pro-life Democrat or a pro-choice Republican is pretty rare. I mean, the parties have pretty much decided where they are on the abortion issue, and there's not a lot of wiggle room on either side. So, you know, sponsoring a heartbeat bill, if you're a Republican, that's probably only going to gain you votes and popularity. It's almost like they're, you know, on both sides, they're trying to outdo each other on this issue.
We're speaking with Valerie Richardson, national reporter at The Washington Times. She's written a piece entitled, "With Roe on the Ropes, Abortion Divide Grows Between Blue and Red States." You hinted at this just a moment ago. Are states doing or proposing some of these measures in response to what other states are doing?
I think that the New York bill really got a lot of the red states fired up. The New York bill, which was signed in January, removed a lot of restrictions on abortion that had previously been on the books, and they were able to do that because the Republicans lost the Senate in November. They had held like a two-seat majority for a long time. They lost. Immediately what you saw is Democrats coming in with an aggressive pro-choice bill. And the reaction, and at the signing ceremony, as you probably have seen, there were like, you know, cheers and clapping when Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill, and that sort of took aback a lot of people on the right, saying, you know, it's bad enough that you passed the bill, but now you're cheering and celebrating. So they sort of came swinging back with a lot of these bills, I think, in reaction to that.
Thanks, Valerie. Valerie Richardson, national reporter at The Washington Examiner.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.